Tefillah Bitochen, page Tov Kuf Peites. We saw that Tefillah is a Meiser Bitochen. And we saw Ben Yoida and Brachas that says that's the idea of the Masmer Geula Tefillah. That the Hisoiris of the Geula is a very powerful encounter with the true nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach on us and the Nisim Lamalam and Ateva to save us. So we remind ourselves of that situation was clear cut Hashkocha, and that is Iris is supposed to be the immediate introduction to Tefillah, to put us in the mind frame of Tefillah. Hatkadika said, if we wait even a short period of time between the two of them, it's not the same tefillah. So, as you said, that even though if you have a little break between Gula and tefillah, so you didn't lose it, the whole thing. But there's a maila of starting your tefillah with the highest possible level of its oiris to true bitachon. Yeah. And he brings a ma'aser, which we saw last time also. Yeah, we saw a ma'aser of Chaim Volozhiner, that depending on where he was specifically holding at that time, he changed his hanhaga from the basic in the refuah over there was these leeches or taking them off. In other words, bitachon is mamish, something that can change from one day to the other and from even for an hour to the next. Kamavana, goal of life is to sustain the higher levels of bitachon. So after Ois Gimel over there in Tav Kuf Pei Tes, the daik v'divrei ben yoyin, ki mitzvah tefila atzva in odom choshes shakosh bochu yana oisay. The mitzvah, the tefila itself, ein odom nachshem shakosh bochu yana oisay. You shouldn't think just because I'm davening, Hashem will answer my tefilas. Adarav, the Gemara says that iyun tefila, which means person who expects Hashem to answer me because he had a good tefillah, it just causes the opposite. It pushes off the answering of his bakoshes. So we already explained beforehand that tefillah is not to expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do what we want. That is something that a Baal Bitochen realizes, that every Maisa Tefillah I do has an effect. Whether I get what I ask or I don't doesn't make a difference. But it had a very powerful effect. In fact, I connected my life and my needs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the real giver of all my needs. So, he's saying there is a level of Bitochen and Tefillah that I really recognize the power of my Tefillah. And that every tefillah doesn't go empty. The truth is, if we'd be honest with ourselves, we'd all admit we don't believe this. We don't believe this. Everybody knows that every tefillah is important and powerful and effective. It could be we know it, but we don't really believe it. Because if we really believe it, we wouldn't be foolish to give up the opportunity of every tefillah mamish making it to a real thing. A real tefillah, a real bakoshes. You wouldn't think of a plan out a day in the middle of Shemona Esrei instead of realizing that this is the most powerful way to make a day successful. But come along, it's a big avodah. But part of maximizing our avodah tefillah is to recognize the real korach and to instill within ourselves tremendous korach of tefillah. And then Oyez Dalet, he says, why is the same Chagul Tefillah Ben Olam Haba? That's what Rabbeinu Yoni said. Bitochen is the main point of Yiras Shemayim and Emuna. He says, in the Ma'amir Chinuch, he said before, in Kol Chinuch Yish Binyan Meila B'Tzmichas Meila. So he said that the Mashgiach uses time and again. Building is building block by block, layer by layer. And you are personally involved in adding one after other. And Tzmicha is something which you set up the situation and you water it. You put the seed in the ground, you water it, but the mice, it's germination and growing and developing is not happening by itself. But you're just putting in the external things that help it develop by itself. So that we send the pastor, the Ikir Yira is Binyan. Yira is something that a person builds up an image of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And throughout his life, he can have a clearer and deeper recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which automatically puts him in a state of awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ike Amun is Tzmicha. Amun is something that is something that sprouts forth and develops by itself by the fact that we are nurturing it. Okay, we won't go into that fully now, but let's see what he has to say. He says, we see here in a bit of Yoina that see the piskas abinyan vatzmicha kem yachad v'abikochen. These two things of step-by-step building or nurturing certain feelings and attitudes, they come together in Bitochen. A person is born in Biyira, he met that focus from the lowest level, the foundation to the top floor. From an awesome samcha, the kilbu at the hafli, and he also developed this deep amun in Hashem. Uzoicha lagia in Bitochen. He says to encapsulate this is smichas gula tefila. And he's saying so basically, the Yira and Amuna are things that came out in the Maimed of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what it says in the Pesukim of the Yira and Hashem and Yira and Hashem and Moshe Avdu. When they saw how Kodesh Baruch Hu was interacted with them, the Malam and Ateva, and he took the most powerful nation in the world in 1 second, just destroyed them. Kakash, like we say in the Oz Yosher, to Evan, just wiped them out. And they had a clear picture of a Kodesh Baruch Hu interaction in the world. It wasn't something that was a matter of belief, it was something that the Mamish saw. And the awe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was also something they saw. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim to save the tzaddikim, and does the same nisim to destroy the neshah and put everything in the right place. And the thing that brought Klal Yisrael to be deserving of this was the Bitochen Hashem. That's the only thing Klal Yisrael had at that point. My thesis is why we didn't have mitzvahs. It says even that we were over there by the Zohar. The one thing we did have was Bitochen. And when Hashem said it's time to go out, we left. The ones that didn't want to leave, the ones that did not have Bitochen, they stayed in Mitzrayim. Those are the ones that died in the Choshech. The only schus What we had was that bitochen. Bitochen shabot chumi. Kedayu, the Chazal say, kedayu bitochen shabot chumi. The bitochen that we explained by shefting the Korban Pesach, the bitochen that we went into the Midbar. And then the last stage of bitochen is we jumped into the Yam Suf. So this whole maimed of mitzad echad our bitochen, mitzad echad, the result of our bitochen, this great nisim, and the result of the great nisim, the clarity of the Muna, of seeing how Hashem runs the world and interacts with the world, the malice from all the creatures in this physical world, that is a maimed that if we go into tefillah with that mind frame, then we're ben olam haba, because we're better not looking at using us at, if that's the way that's our starting point in our tefillah. When it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, it's not just one of these happenstand things, and that's just a thing of a vending machine that Hashem, give me this, give me that, give me the other thing. But if I start my tefillah with the recognition of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the emes that He is the only one that is running the world, and because of that, I make my bakoshes. Not just because I want things. I want to connect to the one who's clear to me is the one who is running everything in my life and ruling this world, then the tefillah becomes a completely different tefillah. It's not an act that I'm involved in myself, and there's some God out there which I'm pressing buttons that He should give me things, but it's an act of me interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real tefillah. The more we feel that, the more the tefillah will be a real tefillah, the more will be a rhythmic tefillah, and the more we'll be able to focus on it. I was thinking to myself, to mechazing myself in tefillah, a certain eitzah. We say in Oreinu, Yedata yom v'yishevoi zeh uvecho, k'ashem elikim eino yinu vadeh. A person has to always clarify for himself that Hashem Elokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the source of all the kreifas in this world. And Eid Oid Milvada, there's no force outside of Him. All the powerful forces in the world are under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, nothing's independent. It's a beautiful way of ending our tefillahs with Aleinu. The Achreinim say that that's in the Aleinu is the bridge between the Oilam HaTefillah, which is Oilam of Mam, is Tol Zegel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and going back to the Olam HaMaisa, our day-to-day interactions. And that's why you're ending it. That, okay, I'm leaving the Maimed HaTzila, I'm going back to my mundane interactions. But I recognize Ein Olam Levadi. I have to go to work, I have a boss, I have to try to make a deal here, I try to do this, I try to do that, to go shopping, I have to go to the doctor, go to the base medrash, whatever I have to do. All those things, I'm doing them, but there's nobody in power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these people in between, they have to deal with, they are not independently powerful. I always have to think in the back of my mind, on the front of my mind. Number one, I'm interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. I think I told you once, I had an issue to say, you know, if you go to the store to buy a suit, the right way to do it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, give me Sa'at Shemayim to find the suit right away. It should fit nice. It should look nice, everything. Because that's what it is. Everything in life is dependent on the Sa'at Shemayim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I start my tefillah, and we all have the bad habit of dreaming about all kind of things and trying to masada. You know, the Shemoneh Esrei is that peaceful time of day. I could think of all the things I wanted to do, I don't want to do, I have to do. But that's such a mistake. Because that's why I'm standing in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even if I manage to ask a bunch of things, of course, the Shmoneh Esrei, I'm really not doing the real Maaseh Tefillah. Maaseh Tefillah of, no, I recognize Kodesh Baruch Hu is, like we said, the Geula, the one who runs the entire world, the one who overpowers the laws of nature for Klal Yisrael. He's the one I want to interact with right now. That's what I want to do, interact, talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to ask Him for things. It's not just a machine or some abstract thing I'm asking. I'm talking to Reb Baruch Ator. I'm talking to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two of us are together right now. That is the highest level of avodah, bringing my physical world and connecting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we could stop for a second before we start Shemoneh Esrei. Mom, just a split second and think, Ein Oid Levadi. I recognize that all the Kerech in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem Elin Keinu V'Kei Avi Seinu. Kei Avim L'Kei Yitzvot. I'm talking to Elin Kei Avim L'Kei Yitzvot L'Kei Yaakov. And the reason why I'm talking to you is because Ein Oid Levadi, you're the only one that really should put my effort into talking more than anybody else. And then, if you think about it a second before every Baruch Hu, reinforce that thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Levadi, you are the only force in the world. Because once again, these are things we know, but we're not living with it. And Dafka, the Shasat Tzila, the time to reinforce these things. That's why Chazal felt it was so important for us to be Masach Gula Tzila. Take this event, which is unequivocally telling us what the nature of Hashem is, how Hashem interacts with us. These were our forefathers, but it happened. It was a nice show you a historical fact that happened to our forefathers. And that proves beyond all doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mashkiach on the world. He's the one who's constantly interacting with us. And he's the one we can rely on for anything. Even if it seems impossible, we can rely on it. Surely, things that are possible, that's seemingly possible. So this is a big avodah in our tefila. Every day we have this opportunity. And it has to be worked on because, like I said, we all have these, at least most of us have these bad habits and lack of recognition. What am I doing right now? What am I doing in the Shemoneh Esrei? Not just another mitzvah, not just another bracha, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I want to tell you the story, which I'm not going to say over again, but it was 15 years ago. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the Rosh Shalom Tovis, made that comment to somebody. What's the big deal of having Kavala in Shemoneh Esrei? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why in Al Tzadikim, we say, we want to be together with tzaddikim. We want to be one of those that are boitchim b'shimcha v'emes. That's a simon of the real tzaddik. He has the emes to be tochen l'Hashem. He's mamash living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a shirish of all this. Yeah, the Shema and everything. So anyway, that's what we're talking about today. Specific Maisa Bitochan we're doing two times a day, and the Maisa he says three times a day because he says even as on Mincha we don't say the Sipa Yisrael Mitzrayim, we don't say the Micha Moicha Shemim Lech Leilun Voed, and we say Meshach and Maidus, but still we say Ashri beforehand, and Ashri also has that thing within it, which we remind ourselves of, Chan Rach Hashem, Tel Hashem Lakol, Achus V'Machus Kolumim, the toys of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, and Rashi in the Gemara says the epitome of our kavon in Ashri is talking in the last sentences of Ashri. Ritzon Yirei of Yase, Peshavos Tzivishma V'Yoshim. People of Yerushalayim Hashem will do what they ask. He will give them, bring them salvation. Shem Hashem, as Kol Avav, as Kol Shem Yashved, Hashem will watch over all those that love Him. So these are the things we're reinforcing before we start Shemoneh Esrei again. I realize if I really daven to Hashem, if I Yerushalayim, if I have Avos Hashem, Hashem will listen to every word I'm going to be saying now. It's going to bring me tremendous Siyat Shemayim. That's what I'm doing. So maybe we could work on this week by paying a little more attention of the Smichas Gula Tefila, what I'm doing. I'm saying, like we're saying, Christ will get to the point. We said, Micho Moicho Ve'ilam Hashem. We recognize that Kriyas Yamsav and Maim and try to think while you're saying those words of you standing over there, a slave that was nirdaf, and you thought you were going to die. And now you see all those the powerful nations just floating, or not floating, dead on the seashore. Saved miraculously by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yibarech Lo'ilam Vo'ed, Tzuri Yisrael, Kol Ve'ez Yisrael, whatever we say in Ma'ariv. Baruch Ato Hashem Goel Yisrael. I have the clarity, Hashem, you are the Goel Yisrael. You are the only power. You're above the most powerful nations and all the powerful people I have to interact with. It's just you. Baruch Ato Hashem, Malikir, we can't say. I'm going to say before Hashem, so say Tiftuch. Even my mouth, you have to open up. B'sat Hashem, you should be zeichu to put effort into it. And with this in mind, make our tefillah a more real tefillah. And the tefillah is more real, that the whole bitocha becomes more real. It's like the whole day. Because we had a real interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Real connection. Bringing our whole physical world, connecting it to the Creator, Avinu, our King. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.